You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. Well, hello and happy Friday. I'm happy to be recording this. It's the afternoon and I'm going to be turning off here pretty soon. I don't know about you guys, but man, I'm looking forward to the weekend, to decompressing a bit and spending some time, some quality time with family. I feel like I have been go, go, go this week. And it's Rosh Hashanah this weekend in the Jewish religion and faith. We celebrate Jewish holidays in our family. Kenny's Jewish. We're raising the kiddos Jewish. And I feel like I am an honorary Jew. While I'm not officially converted, it's just part of who we are and what we do. And I love the culture. I love family. I love gatherings around food. I love celebrating over wine. And we're having Kenny's sister and his dad and stepmom and the kiddos over. And it'll be a really nice, just a nice family meal. I know that, man, I crave those intimate gatherings these days. And they just feel a little too few and far between. So I want to get into something right away here. I was listening to a podcast a couple days ago by the woman named Allie Brown. If you don't know her, you should go check her out if you're looking for new podcasts, especially if you're in the coaching space. She is like the founder. I'm not kidding. Like the founder of online coaching. She was the first, one of the first back in the day. She trained Marie Folio. Marie Folio worked with her when she was early on in her career, and just the women that she's worked with is incredible. She's kind of gone behind the scenes. She's not too out there anymore. But I mean, I was listening to her like 10 years ago, and she's just very, very wise and grounded and funny. And anyways, she was talking about the need for us women to get really empowered around our businesses and money and to be making decisions and to think clearly for ourselves at this time and to really just get into action and to be empowered. And what I really resonated with what she said was she was sharing how, you know, earlier on in my years, I had motivations to, you know, buy cars and like buy the house and, you know, go on 5-star vacations and like buy jewelry and blah, 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 buy some, you know, designer clothes. And she's like, as I've gotten into, you know, just a much more wise place inside of myself, it's not that I don't enjoy those things or like those things. I realize that money for me represents choice and it represents freedom. And it just rang so true for me, you know, my kind of obsession with empowering women to live their best life and to really enjoy the process of building and creating and manifesting and attracting what it is that they want. And you know, cause I think that, you know, if you know me, it's like, sure, I like nice things. I like to, you know, stay at a nice hotel or enjoy, you know, a certain level of lifestyle or clothing, but it's really at the core, not about the flash and the this and the that and the proving. It's so much more about having freedom of choice and freedom of just the ability to make decisions of, you know, are we going to send our kids to private school or not? Are we going to stay in the type of hotel that we want to or not? Are we going to be able to have the level of healthcare that we desire? Will we be able to shop at Air One and buy the kinds of groceries or produce that we want? And none of this is like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, it's like this is a level of self-care and self-honoring and really setting our family up for the lifestyle, right? Like the holistic lifestyle that we desire. And I just really love the way that she put it. She talked about, which I think we all know that the gap between the haves and the have-nots in this country is widening, and it's continuing to widen. And that by truly empowering yourself and embodying a wealthy person, a mindset of somebody that is able to take care of themselves in this time, in this day and age, in this new normal that's happening and is scary for a lot of people, you want to have choice. You want to be able to go and get a, you know, COVID test and be able to get the immediate results instead of having to stand in line. You want to be able to have the best healthcare possible. You want to be able to, you know, whatever the things are for you, be able to go to the infrared sauna or get IV drips or whatever the things are. And it's like, those are the things that get me really, I don't get that excited about getting a COVID test. Let's be real. But I get really excited about being able to have a lot of choice. And if I'm being really kind of transparent here, I think that there's been a level of guilt that I have for choosing into those things, having support in my home, having somebody be able to come and clean every week, having a nanny, you know, a lot of hours in the day so that I have freedom to be with my kids if I want, but to also have support cooking or cleaning. And I think that there's been an element for me of not really wanting to talk about money or talk about what it looks like to be wealthy or to have a wealthy mindset or a high-level wealth consciousness or manifest these things into our life, because I'm like, who am I? Like, I don't want to be one of those girls or women on the internet that's like, manifest money, like, be rich. It just feels so like nails on a chalkboard and cheesy. And yet there is this true calling that I have that I'm really feeling my own upper edge right now to step into, to really support, embody, encourage, empower women to step into that level of wealth consciousness and ability to call in and manifest what it is that they want in their life. And it feels good just saying it here. And I also, you know, I think that some people might look at me and be like, this is what you've been talking about all along. And I think for me, in my own internal experience, is that I'm embodying it on a whole new level inside of me. So it feels really different. And it feels like it's coming from a very integrated place versus like in my head place, if that makes sense. So, my loves, that is what we're going to be doing for a week together on this sitting in gold, sitting on gold 5-day challenge. So, if those of you that haven't done a challenge with me before or are wondering, like, what are we actually going to do? It's very simple. I'm going to be going live every day in a private Facebook group. You can find it on Facebook. It's called Sitting on Gold. You can also go to it by looking at the show notes. And all you do is sign up, and we're going to be talking about what it looks like to create, to attract, to step into your next version of yourself, to manifest, to call in, to attract with more ease a wealthy mindset and a wealthy life. That is what I want more than anything for my community that I work with. Some of you may not need more money. Some of you may really have a hunger and a drive to be bringing in more and more money. All of it is welcome. This is about choosing wealth. It's about stepping into health and conversations and connections and self-care and abundance in the form of money on all levels. So we're going to be going deep together for 5 days. I'm really looking forward to having you join me in this, and I know you're going to take so much away from it. So go down, look at these notes, find me there in the Facebook group, introduce yourself, and get ready to really dive in for this week. I know that there is some part of you that knows that you are sitting on gold. Have a beautiful weekend, my friends.